Parle de Dieu.
Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Oh, why you can't answer me? Because I got more. Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like codes? Why you can't answer me? Because I got more.
Yes, I blew my shawty from Florida to Hollywood. Gold, look big on me, got some goals, it's a list on me. Okay. Yellow, I'm rich, I'm rock and roll. The strippers in the stroll, playing tricks on me. The stones hitting different, you supposed to be twisting me. No, they from Tiffany. Keep my name out your mouth like some wisdom to you. Wonder why I'm not there with you.
I ain't answering my phone in so long. Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more. Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more coming.
And yes, I'm a little shawty from Ronnie. She been all about business as of late. I got rich so fast, they want this break, can't catch a break. And yes, I know you tired of hating, I'm tired of staring at your face. And if I'm retaliate, we can go tip a tat today. That's on my mama, that's on Big Sean, that's on Lil A from FLA. I here in LA trying to make shit, trying to wreck this case. That's a whole 120K to the magistrate for my parents' sake. And you still talking about sharing cake.
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more. Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more coming.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That last song was Phone Numbers by Drake. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We'll be right back with you after this song.
I lied, because I'm going to make you guess the song first.
Oh, he's crazy.
This one right here. So we're going to have some guess games, guess the rapper by the emojis, guess what song it is by the pictures. And we're going to do a little bit of a back-to-school inspirational thing. We're going to talk about the great summer we had. But very first, what is this? What song is this?
Thomas Jackson.
Oh, you got that quick! Yep. So, it's a miss, there's a Jack, and that's a son. So, all together, you know what that is. It's Miss Jackson. We're going to be right back after this song.
Medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never
if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. Look at the way you treat me. Skillin' no home girl, they got you assing up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left the straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my d all and I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, can be cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. Miss Jackson,
ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting 8 Group Catskill and Hudson. I am your host, DJ Sosa, and I am joined by my lovely sound engineer.
That feels weird to say sound engineer, not gonna lie. You know, first show without DJ Shaw Money, so that's a little bit crazy.
Without?
Yeah, without, quote unquote.
But without.
We'll tell you about that later. But we're gonna be focusing on back to school. And you know, Clubhouse is actually a great place. If you need some help getting some back-to-school things, we got some notebooks. We got some stuff stored in the back.
For sure, for sure.
And
or, you know.
You want to give a good description of Clubhouse? Describe it a little bit.
We are what we like to call a safe space where anybody who is going through recovery or mental crises or any of those sorts can come and just feel like they are at home and get comfort and get advice, anything, mentorship, whatever the case may be. It's open for youth, age mature to, I think like 20, 21,
yeah,
right? Something like that.
We allow kids a little bit younger, but we like to talk to the parents first. We're going to have our director and manager talk to the parent because we don't want little six-year-old Jimmy hearing about 17-year-old Jonathan's football practice and now he's going to have a great time with his girl. Like, we don't want like 6-year-olds hearing that.
Right,
that's
right,
great. Like,
right.
Good for him, bro. He living the life.
Mm-hmm.
But just keeping that a little bit separate. And, you know, speaking of football practice, a lot of people are going to be going back to that once that season starts because we're going to be going back to school. A lot of us aren't. A lot of us have left for college already. One of our dear sound engineers have done that.
Shaking my head. I miss that boy. Shout money, shout money. Sweet like honey.
So, we're going to play some inspirational stuff for you.
David Goggins, you know.
He's a little extreme. So, like, you don't got to do everything he does. This man will literally break his knees going to runs. You don't want to be doing that much if you're just going back to school.
He puts the work before himself.
But, you know, just a little bit of inspiration for you. And we'll be right back.
He had a finish line in his brain. Guess what? A true dog mentality? I have a dog at home. He never gets full. It's not enough you made to the NFL. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough to lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it. Guess what? It's 109 out here, but guess what? It's not enough. Stay hard. Today I was running, and this guy passes me in the car. It's about 100 degrees out here, 70% humidity. And the guy comes back around, looks at me. He pulls his car by me and says, why are you out here? I said, because you're not. Sometimes your motivation needs to be because no one else wants to do it. We need doctors. We need dentists. We need teachers. We also need savages. This message I do is not for everybody. Some want to say that soft bullshit about, do you have sunscreen on? This message is dangerous. It's too hot. I'm not asking you to be like me. Do you. Stay hard. Your mind's getting softer. We do that shit, everything in life. A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. You need to live in the grip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Repetition every day. Stay hard. So the other day I got an email from this lady. She said she truly enjoyed my book, but as she read it, she thought I was just crazy. So after she read it, she put the book down and started living her normal life. Just going back paying bills, going back to work, complaining about it. A few days later, she has time to think about the book. It scared her. She thought, well, maybe this guy isn't crazy. And that's what scared her the most. Maybe he's here trying to show us human potential, what we're all capable of doing. A lot of people like to put titles on other people who are doing extraordinary things. It makes them feel better about themselves. Gives them a get-out-of-jail-free card. I'm not crazy. I'm just not like you. In sports, there's a thing out there called load management. A lot of us like to load manage our lives. When you do that, you can find yourself right at normal. Get off that. Stay hard.
Hello, everybody. We're just going to change clips. That one said it was clean. It is not. It's still David Goggins. We're still chilling. Everything's still normal.
You are a guy that, for a lot of people, you sort of embody the idea of hardening your mind and figuring out a way to do things that most people think are impossible. You've sort of become that guy. How'd you become that guy?
You know what? I grew up not that guy. They see me now as the guy that, with his shirt off, who can do 4,030 pull-ups in 17 hours, who can run 205 miles in 39 hours, who can do all this crazy shit. But what they don't understand is they don't understand the journey that it took me to get to this point. My dad owned skating rinks, he owned bars, he ran prostitutes from Canada to Buffalo, New York. My dad was a big-time pimp, big-time hustler. Anything bad about a person, he was that kind of guy. In my mind, I was always afraid. My whole life, I was afraid, but I had this voice, this conscience, that would always be battling me, saying, hey, you got to get up and do something. And I have a big-time learning disability, because my dad didn't believe in us going to school. So when I went to school, my learning disability, I had social anxiety. I was just a jacked up kid from living in this tortured home. So all the insecurities I had when I was a kid with my father, it just got worse and worse and worse. And that voice that I talked about, it kept talking louder and louder and louder, but I was doing nothing about it. From the age of 19 to the age of 22, I gained 125 pounds. I went from 175 to almost 300. 297 was my heaviest. And I started finding things that was comfortable. And the more things I found comfortable, the more uncomfortable my mind was. Because that voice I was telling you about, it always was there.
I was just trying to avoid that conscience. I wanted to be left alone from that conscience, and it wouldn't leave me alone. What changed, I watched this Discovery Channel show, Class 224.
Class 224.
You get treated like the absolute lowest form on earth, and you really got to find it within yourself to say, you know I can do it. I know I can finish it. I know I can do anything they throw at me. That's where it builds character. You find out if you got it in yourself.
I watched the show, and it made me reflect big time on the piece of shit that I am, and I'm exactly what people said I was going to be. I was watching these guys going through Hell Week.
Hell Week, the most dreaded week of buds. It's the ultimate test of one's physical and mental motivation. A round-the-clock regimen of intensive physical training and harassment with as little as 4 hours of sleep during the entire week.
And these guys ringing the bell, quitting, dropping their helmet down, rolling out. A lot of guys just leaving. And it made me reflect on my fears, my insecurities. And I saw real men, what I thought were real men, who were staying, who were overcoming adversity, who were overcoming all these different things that I had blamed so many people in my life, my dad, my mom for not being there, my learning disability, my skin color. And so I sat there for a while and I was like, no one's gonna come to help me. No one's gonna come to help me. It's just me against me, period. I had to man up. And I said, the first thing I start doing is facing every fear I have. So I started calling recruiters up. I said, I'm going to go be a Navy SEAL. There's a weight and height limit to get in the military. And I was 6'1" and 297. And I called this guy named Steven Saljo, recruiter, up. And he said, hey, come on in. He saw me, put me through the weight standard, all this other stuff. And to get into the class I had to get into, I had to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months. So I was like, I can't do that. I grabbed my chocolate milkshake and went back to Ecolab, where he sprayed for cockroaches. I'm going back to work, man. This is my life. I don't like cockroaches too much. I hit the mother load of cockroaches. And I sat there and said, this is my life. This ain't gonna be it for me. So I quit my job, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. So my first run, when I decided to lose the weight, I was, like I said, 297. I was about 32% body fat. My idea was to run 4 miles for my first run. I didn't know how bad it's gonna hurt me. I used to run before I was fat, and I was like, I can do this. I ran a quarter mile and walked home. I walked home and sat on my couch and cried. I don't know what I'm going to do. And my mind just kept with me and kept, fuck, you're not good enough, man. This isn't for you, man. These guys are the best on the planet Earth. You're not that.
How do you move forward?
What it was, and it's kind of funny, I was obsessed with Rocky. And I would fast forward with the little VHS tapes to round 14. Round 14 fucked me up like nobody's business. When Apollo Creed beat the shit out of Rocky, beat the shit out of him, he kept fighting. He was a dumb fighter, couldn't read, couldn't write. That was me. He was in that corner, everybody was saying, stay down.
Down, down, stay down.
Apollo dancing around with his arms in the air.
And him getting up, Apollo Creed raised his arms up in the air, turned around, thought he won the fight. He turns around and sees this guy getting up. And it was the face of Apollo Creed that changed my life. The face of Apollo Creed. It was like, just by that getting up, not winning, just by him getting up, Rocky had taken his soul. Had literally taken his soul. His head goes down. He looks at him like, what are you? I wanted to be that. I wanted to be the guy that people looked at. I don't care if you liked me or didn't like. I don't care. But said, this girl's going to keep coming after whatever is in front of them. I wanted that. I wanted that. I wanted that worse than anything in the world. I kept picturing me falling down and getting up. I wanted to feel something besides defeat. I wanted to just go the distance. I say what if a lot. It sounds corny and it sounds weak, but it's true. What story would it be if my fat, dumb, insecure can overcome me? What if I can be a SEAL, man? How would that feel? To go from this fat, insecure to one of the best guys on the planet Earth, this journey is going to take something that is going to be incomprehensible to most people. So I would sit on my couch saying, who at 297, who can't swim that great, who's scared of the water, would have the balls? Who had the balls to man up, quit a job, and to put everything on himself? So it's how I started talking to myself and putting myself in a whole different category, and that would fuel me the next day, and I just kept using that as fuel and fuel. No one would do that. No one would do that. You're the best around. You're the best ever lived. I just kept fueling me with the right kind of message that I needed to hear that I was never telling myself. So it became from being defeated to like, man, you know, maybe tomorrow I'm going to go 0.75. But I started realizing I can't run that far. So what I did was I became damn near a professional cyclist with the miles I put on the bike. I rode a bike a lot to lose the first initial kind of weight because my bones were just hurting so bad. My body was just broken. And then the bike got easier. I was able to run more. I went from like 1 mile. 1 mile was a great accomplishment. 2 miles, and then from 2 to 3 was a big one. Then I went from 3 to 6. They have a warning order that they give people to get ready for buds. And the whole thing was running 6 miles 5 days a week. And that was my goal. I failed. I go back to scratch. I use some positive motivation. I have like one day where I'm like defeated. But I started realizing this is part of the process. This is part of the journey versus just saying, like I used to, I'm just not good enough. We always say that I'm just not good enough, and then we try something else. I'm gonna make myself good enough. And that became my mentality. I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering. I built it through downright and just crushing myself. If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the morning, if it was snowing, my instinct was, we gotta go out there. Anything that was horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it. And I lost the weight. I went back to recruiter, I got into that class, and I went through 3 Navy SEAL Hell Weeks in 1 year. Only guy to ever be in 3 Hell Weeks in 1 year, to my knowledge. The first one I didn't make it through, the next 2 I did. I didn't stop anymore from there. And I started realizing through this process that the mind is what you created. And I started opening different doors that I didn't think were even there, that I didn't think even existed. And the more doors I opened up, the more I started realizing that my potential is damn near endless. If anybody knows my life story, and I'll try to give you just a snippet of it, to get through where I'm at now, there's nothing but pride I have for myself that I can't really show people. Because I have this face that they see, like, are you happy? What's wrong with you? You're missing the story, man. Am I happy? What did you think? Don't misunderstand the passion in which I speak for not being intensely happy. But I'm not done. No, I have a lot more to do. A lot more to do.
It's your boy DJ Sosa, and I am.
Good.
It's your boy DJ Sosa, and welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. DJ Sean Money, you will not be turning on your microphone. I'm playing. Also, joining me today on the host. I mean, joining. me today, I have my lovely sound engineer, DJ Cola, and I also have the world famous, your favorite,
DJ Sean Money.
Money.
Yes, well, that was his officially last show working here. He's still going to come on. He's still going to be a guest. That's what we talked about. And, you know, he's going to be judging us heavily.
Word. I get to judge the sound engineer on his duties of being a sound engineer. It's weird seeing the outside, you know?
Hey, man.
And we just got done watching how David Goggins became that guy, J.E.R. film. So if you want to check that out, that's on YouTube. Full credit to the people who created that and the guy, the big man himself, David Goggins.
I feel like I learned something new. I didn't know that there was a weight limit and a height limit for the Army.
Yeah, right?
Or the military.
So that's where he was, like, struggling. And then, bro, this man's crazy. He's ran 100 miles. The first time
real dedication.
No, yeah, at once. He's ran 100 miles at once.
No breaks, no stops.
No.
There was like a contest where like you were supposed to see what team could run the most miles. Like you were supposed to, one person runs a mile, then the next person, then the next person, and whoever team has the most at the end.
He
just
went on his dolo.
Yeah, he was just by himself. He was the only dude on the team.
He said it was just me, myself, and I for real.
Yeah, he's different.
And then
he finished first too.
Yeah,
like he finished first.
Yep.
No way.
The first time he ever tried to run a mile, he quit a quarter in and started crying. That's crazy for David Goggins.
Is that bad?
You think he's the dude that's like...
That's bad, huh?
A quarter mile, that's one lap.
I was going to try to sugarcoat it.
Well, I guess it depends on your physique, but still.
And the track, right?
I get why it was hard for him. Because going to the track, when I was trying to go back and get myself in, right? It was hard. Like, my first mile, I did like two laps, I think, maybe three. And then I was done. But by the third day, I could run that mile. Telling you, bro,
I forgot how much a mile. I was like, what?
It's four laps.
Four laps, right? Yeah.
Yep.
It's so
5,280 feet. I don't know why I know that, but
that random knowledge.
Yeah. So even if you aren't,
and we still have so much echo on us.
We do. Even if you aren't, you know, super into working out, super into running miles, that's not the only thing you can dedicate your mind to and dedicate your goals to. You know what I'm saying? You can dedicate your goals to being a better you. And with school coming up, you can do it.
Stay focused.
Yeah, exactly. Get those good grades. Become the best version of yourself. Become more disciplined, but your own discipline. I know a lot of people hate that word. You're jamming out to the theme. This is Dragon Ball Lo-Fi, by the way. Big credit.
I can't wait until October.
October? For Halloween?
Yeah. No, Sparkly.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you want to go into a side tangent, check out some gameplay.
It comes out in October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You want to go into a side tangent to check out some gameplay? Because we can relate this back to never giving up. You want to know who never gave up?
Goku.
Exactly.
Batman.
Nah, he did give up. He let his son fight. And his son got his butt whooped.
Because he believed his son.
Crazy.
You want to know who else Loki never gave up?
Vegeta.
Ben 10
is... I mean, yeah, no. For real.
I thought you were going to say Vegeta and trying to be...
Vegeta always gave up.
What?
Vegeta couldn't become a Super Saiyan. Gave up.
I'm capping. I think he cried.
He did give up when Android 18 broke his arm, though. He was a baby. Cry like a baby.
He did, but then he seen his kid, and then
he got his get back, though.
He kind of messed Gohan up.
And then he got his butt whipped by Cell.
He kind of messed Gohan up, but he also kind of saved it at the very end.
Yo, you ever think about it? How Vegeta really just gave this man Gohan straight PTSD?
That's so true.
Like, I'm the only one who ever thought that. Just like, Gohan got nothing but straight PTSD, never wanted to fight, never really wanted to be like a Saiyan.
I mean, not Raditz. His own uncle kidnapped him, bruh.
But Vegeta killed his pops.
Yeah, but he came back. Piccolo killed his pops. And he loves Piccolo.
I guess.
So, this is why Dragon Ball is always super inspirational. This is... I listen to this while I work out. I'm gonna be honest.
My every thought, my every action was directed toward this singular purpose. I knew that my father would achieve the greatness he desired. He would climb any mountain that stood in his path. And I vowed that I would follow in his footsteps. I would make my own ascension, so that one day I might face my father as his equal, and he will know that I am his son.
Well, he actually did it. The boy has stronger will than I thought.
Ooh,
how would you feel if I told you there's another like
him? Is there a video to this?
Allow me to introduce you to my son. His name is Trunks. He too is a true Super Saiyan. But it would be hard to tell the difference between us. He has incredible power.
My favorite part here.
More than patience to deal with me.
You wanna know what makes me sad? Is that Cell dogged like Trunks every chance he got?
Tell me,
that's what makes me feel bad.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
What makes me feel bad is that Trunks got dogged every chance he got by Cell.
He got his get back though. He's the only one to kill Frieza, Cell, and Majin Buu, or stop Majin Buu.
Yeah, he kills him in the timeline, right? Before he's even born.
You know, Piccolo is like the David Goggins.
He did what the Z Fighters couldn't do.
Adventure. You're getting lazy. You can defend yourself better than that. Now show me what you can do.
If you're too desperate to win, if love makes you afraid, you won't be able to assess the fight logically.
You'll misjudge
your opponent's abilities and lose.
It hurts, doesn't it? Facing your fears would have been much less painful. You'll be far more afraid of me if you don't do exactly what I say.
Piccolo's chilled out since that, to be honest.
Nah, for real. Piccolo used to be a menace.
Find out who you really are.
That line right there.
You'll laugh at your fears when you find out who you really are.
Ooh,
Piccolo.
That's a bar.
Why is that such a hard bar?
That's a
for
bar.
Piccolo.
Time to train. You'll laugh at your fears when you find out who you really are. Telling yourself you have
that's
to
a
win
bar.
Train
and this bar, too.
Find out who you really are. Telling yourself you have to win isn't training. You're just psyching yourself up. It's pointless. You need to face reality and do the real work.
Ooh, I like that one.
Your true power, all the motivation in the world will be enough to protect Videl and Pan.
Your loved ones.
Having something to defend or fight for can drive you. But when feelings dominate, they can just as quickly drag you down. You want your emotions to complement your strength, not shackle it. There's no such thing as a fight that can't be lost.
Bars.
So, now that we got some inspirational quotes from Dragon Ball, we have a reason to go into some Dragon Ball Sparking Zero gameplay footage.
No way.
Yep.
Bro did a whole ad for himself.
Look at this animation. It looks so much better on the computer. It looks like a movie.
Can't wait to play this.
Oh my god. Right? It looks like a movie, bro.
What'd you say, DJ Sosa?
That combo was nasty.
I may have to play this in Japanese. I don't know. I need to see what sounds better. Japanese or English? I need to know.
Just the way the fights...
I love hearing their Japanese voices.
I don't like Goku's.
It's
too squeaky.
Fun fact, it's a woman.
Yeah. No hate on her. She's an amazing voice
away?
Actor.
I think she passed away.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
An amazing voice actor. I'm just so used to the...
Dub.
Yeah. I forget his name, but... Yo.
Fire!
Why are they fighting on Namek?
That's a great question.
You said, why are they fighting on Namek?
Maybe this is Earth. Maybe it's an alternate timeline.
Yeah, because you can do what if.
Yeah, there's going to be what ifs in this.
I want to know if it's like a game mode itself. Or
yeah. So this might be what if Goku had to stop Cell from destroying the Earth. Because that could be
like
the Earth.
My
question is, right? Is it like
this
a game mode? Or will it just be like you put two characters together? How it
right?
Like Budokai, and they just say like, and they just say like voice lines, and then. Because if it's a game mode, bro, that'll be sick.
Look at these beam attacks.
Woo wee!
I need to see beam struggle. No, I need to see a beam struggle.
Oh, that's gonna, that's a cool one. Eric.
Nah, I remember seeing him in Budokai. I haven't seen him since then, though.
You good?
Only game I really be playing is.
Is that all? Who are you to look
out? Well, it's English.
This is me being serious. I'll rip you to pieces.
Look at these beams.
You're going to fight me first, Goku. I love it.
I like that. I like that. It's not like an anime.
No regrets, boy.
Truth is, I hate fighting.
I thought you said
okay, I like this Gohan voice.
This is all just clips of the game, too. So this looks like a fight.
Wait, wait, can we pause that? I love that Gohan voice.
Really? I was iffy about
team,
it.
Team Gohan? Nah, because look, look. Pause it real fast. Pause it. If you look up Budokai voice actor and Tenkaichi, like the other ones, they're two completely different. And if you ever think about it, I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but you know Teen Gohan isn't actually Teen Gohan?
Yeah, he's like 12.
He's like 12.
Yeah, he just got out of the time chamber. So he's 11 in Earth years, 12 in
so he's
actual.
And TV years, I remember, because I remember they said that high school.
Yeah, they call him adult Gohan.
Yeah, but he's actually...
He's 16.
He's 16, so...
Calling 16-year-old an adult is crazy. That's like the American prison system. But we're not going to talk about that.
It's Japan. It's Japan. 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 Japan.
That's true.
Hey, man, that's the wrong franchise.
So, I have a question for you guys.
Who are you maining? Real quick, who are you guys maining? Yo. So
maybe Boo.
So who are you maining? What character are you picking, bro?
Hold on. The thing is, they transform through all their things.
Okay, my thing is, right?
So you're gonna pick Vegeta, then you go Super Saiyan, you're gonna unlock the different forms.
My thing is, right? I may choose Gohan and just redeem him.
That's bad.
I may just have to redeem Gohan, bro. Like, I gotta redeem him.
I like the quirky characters in the games. The ones with the cool mechanics.
Hit.
Goku. Like,
Goku.
Yo,
like, so
look how good the kid is out here. They usually dog on
oh, wow, they did that good. Oh, yeah, they did that real good.
Any way you slice it, there's only one way to save her.
Yeah, I've seen it in so many different ways.
Yo, look at his eyes.
Eyes look weird.
You're not thinking of
bye, my friends.
Yeah. I've seen him say it so many times. Like, goodbye, my friend. Goodbye, my son.
Forgive me, Dad. Earth is doomed, and it's all my fault.
That's the best that's ever looked. No.
I promise you can beat me. Just gotta believe.
Where is he? Where's Gohan? Where's Goku?
The strongest person in the whole.
Look at.
Universe.
Oh my God, that's. That's beautiful. That's
Budokai 4.
Yo.
Look at all the characters.
They added so many more characters.
Oh, I used to love Boo. That was the game I used to play when I was younger. Remember, it was always just one Dragon Ball game. I just loved playing, but I didn't know, like, what
oh,
it
Budokai?
Called.
It's called Budokai. Budokai Tin.
And, like,
Budokai Tenki.
They have the most useless characters. They got the wolves from that tournament, bruh.
That dude, he could transform, like, more you hit him, the power.
You want to know something?
I wanted Yamcha to learn from them because he got that Wolf Fang fist.
Oh, yeah.
And he's useless. I'm sorry.
You want to know something I hate that they added the Ginyu voice? I genuinely hate. I better get that.
Six characters early in luck?
Yeah.
Early,
wait, is that the one I ordered? Is that the one I ordered? I don't remember which one I ordered, right?
Yes, that is the one you got, I think.
I don't know if I...
I don't know, because that's you, though.
I could look. Hold on. We about to look, because I need to know which one.
And meanwhile, as
you're
looking...
Did you spend a lot of money or no?
We don't talk about my spending habits, you know?
What?
College student. We're going
to guess it no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Which one? We already did...
Days of the Week. I want to do that one.
You want to do the one where it's day? This might not be a song you know, though. So you sure you want to do that one? It's pretty easy too. Can you get this one? Blue, you want to describe it?
Okay, it's an American flag with like a male symbol.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
This is America?
Nope.
Fuck. That's a great guess.
America. Boys America.
That's so close.
American Boys?
American Boy by Kanye.
Ah, I figured.
If I can.
I figured.
It took a little bit, which means
I didn't know who it was by, but I knew it was American Boys.
I was just thinking more divergent to it. No, like,
yeah. Well, I guess we'll be back.
Yes, we will, after a few songs.
Watch.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath him. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, the New York's wide awake. First let's see the West End, I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving no show toes. Walking that wall. Talk that slick talk. Liking this American boy. American boy. Take me on a trip. I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York. I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy.
Tell the walk, walk, block. Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. Woo! And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cash. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover? Come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy.
Sunday, Monday. Gotta get the bread, won't complain. Nah. Brand new whip on a one way. Gotta dream big for the one day. Want a crib with a backyard. Nice little bed with a slim waist. 800 credit in a black card. Everybody good when he get paid. Take a milli, put it on a black. When you really getting money, you don't ever gotta act. I did everything I said, I've been keeping it a stack. Took a stack, bought a crib by a river to relax. Came up from a low, low, left it in the past. I'm in Baja, California with my feet up on the grass. See my shorty in the rental with her feet up on the dashboard. You know that I love it when they boozy in they bag. Yeah, money on the phone, wake up. Nowadays, shorty need pay stubs. Bankroll tucked in the raincoat. Better get hit to the fake love. Baby girl, get that paper. Bad little bitch, she A1. Stack your bed for the girl's trip. R.I.P. to the hater. Stay home with that face, yeah. She ain't really bad if she basic, nah. Get a whole bag and I save it, yeah. Cooking up in the basement, ayy. Taste it day by day. Throw shade always. Work through the pain like, ayy. Really in the rain like, ayy. Henny to the face like, ayy. Lay couch on a little boat, straight chillin'. Sunroof on a whole crib, no ceiling. Feel no ways, no hoes, no games, no stress, no flexin' for the gram. No money to my ear on a porch, sippin' Kool-Aid. Mix it in with the douce. 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. Young on a new wave. Thank God for a new day. Yeah, money on a phone, wake up. Nowadays, shorty need pay stubs. Bankroll tucked in the raincoat. Better get hit to the fake love. Baby girl, get that paper. Bad little bitch, she A1. Stack your bed for the girl's trip. R.I.P. to the haters.
She my number one, I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more lies. But my phone be blowing up, temptations on my line. I stare at the screen a while before I press decline. But she plants a seed and it still lingers in my mind. Told myself I'm strong enough to shake it and I'm trying. But I'm only human, I know loving you's a crime. If I take this cookie now, one day I'll do the time. Slip me a Zanny at once. Somebody. I got the earth and the blunt. I get the skirt when I want. I get the skirt when I want. Due to the money aroma. My girl, she got a diploma. She got white written all over. She got white written all over. All I need to know is how to pick a good thing up. Run from the pain, sip lean, smoke tree up. When I'm in your town, press pound, hit me up. When I'm in your town, press pound, hit me up. Only if you down and you slurp good D up. If the work good, I'll be back for the re-up. Hate when I creep in the phone, wake me up. Fake like I'm sleep, knowing damn well I be up. Monkey on my back and I walk 100 miles. Guilt make a neck feel fake when he smile. Love get confused in the mind of a child. Cause love wouldn't lie like I lie and it's wild. Wanna have my cake and another cake too. Even if the baker don't bake like you. Even when the flavor don't taste like you. So I'm back mobbing with the late night crew. All in your mind with fears that would come true. Back of my mind, the back of my mind was you. Wishing that I could blind myself from view. And only advise, and only advise for you. Slip me a Zanny at once. Somebody. I got the earth and the blunt. I get the skirt when I want. I get the skirt when I want. Due to the money aroma. Somebody. My girl, she got a diploma. She got white written all over. She got white written all over. I'm a fake, fake, and it's never been clearer. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. I'm a fake, fake, and it's never been clearer. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. Can't see myself when I look in the mirror. She my number one, I don't need nothing on the side. Said that I was done for good and don't want no more lies. But my phone be blowing up, temptations on my line. I stare at the screen a while before I press decline. But she plants a seed and it still lingers in my mind. Told myself I'm strong enough to shake it and I'm trying. But I'm only human, I know loving you's a crime. If I take this cookie now, one day I'll do the time.
I love her, I don't wanna lose her. I'm selfish, I know that I use her. My ego gets stroked and I bruise her. My ego gets stroked and I bruise her. My actions, I know they confuse her. At home, I look happy as usual. On the road, I'm a Mac, I'm a chooser. I'm an addict, I'm masking it.
Kevin's hard.
They tell me what's done in the dark, we'll find a way to shine. I done did so much that when you see, you might go blind. What's done in the dark will always find a way to shine. I done did so much that when you see, you might go blind.
Now greetings to the world. Vice of the one called Bruno Mars, alongside Gang to the Zilla.
You know me? I'm
standing at the liquor store, whiskey coming through my pores, feeling like I run this whole block. Lotto tickets cheap, yeah, that's why you can catch me here, trying to scratch my way up to the top. Cause my job got me going nowhere, so I ain't got a thing to lose. Take me to a place where I don't care, this is me and my liquor store blues. I'll take one shot for my pain, one drag for my soul.
I'm flying high like Superman and thinking that I run the whole block. I don't know if it's just because pineapple kush between my jaws has got me feeling like I'm on top. Feeling like I would have stand up to the cops and stand up to the big guys, because the whole of them are sops. All the talk, them are talk, and then fly me no drop. Enough get a youth cannot escape the trap.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Gasket Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, a great Gasket lesson.
Today, we've got three people. You know, it's great that we actually have mics. HR actually blessed us up. But yeah, we chilling. We living. It's a Friday night. It's late. You're probably heading your way home from work. And we're here to say hi. We hope you're having an amazing day. I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cole. I'm joined with
your host, who do the most? DJ Sosa.
You guess that's the best, DJ Sean Money.
And it's nice to have DJ Sean Money back for a show. As you all know, he is heading to college.
I need the best as a guest.
And, you know, DJ Sean Money, since you're on here and this show is about going back to school, you got any inspirational words to people that are having a little trouble?
Stay focused. Do what you gotta do. Get in and out. And you're cool. And make memories. Don't peak in high school. Don't peak in high school.
My advice for any high schoolers, stay out the way from me. get your sentence over with.
Word. Go with the flow, bro.
Don't find yourself in the wrong crowd doing stuff that you don't need to be doing. Just get yourself through them 12 years of school, bro. After that, you got your whole life. It's the first summer. That's the first September where I don't got schools since I was 4.
And remember, not everybody gotta go to college, you feel me? Not everybody wanna go to college. Feel me?
Go to a trade school.
Word, do your own way, bro. Do your own thing. Make a business. Do something.
You know, that's why we pulled up a little bit of David Goggins earlier, because even though your goal may not to be run 100 miles till you break your knees, because honestly, that's fair. But yeah. Tell me this isn't hard, bro. That's the Dragon Ball soundtrack. You know, we got Dragon Ball 2, because who doesn't love the Dragon Ball motivation? Speaking of Dragon Ball motivation, we're actually going to go back into that for the rest of our show. And we hope you have an amazing back-to-school season. We hope you had an amazing summer. And we just want to say, see you later.
Doses!
You got any words for us?
I just want to say thank you thank you to the listeners. Thank you to the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County for giving us this opportunity. And thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this all possible. We're going to see y'all next Friday, and I'm going to be your host again. And we out, you are.
Unless I take your seat, I may be here. I may not. We don't know.
And come to terms with it. Only then can you prevail. Be
a warrior. I get the last
opponent. You fight with everything you've got.
We pushed through one wall, and now I want to find the next. Aren't you curious? Don't you want to know how strong you truly are? Don't settle for being better when you could be the best. You can win. I believe in you. Now believe in yourself. You can win. I believe in you. Now believe in yourself.
Always believe in yourselves.
Ooh, come on, get up, buddy! Every time that it's really mattered, no matter how impossible it seemed, you've always found a way to bounce back! And it's never mattered more than this, Goku! I believe in you! You can stop, Jiren, I know it! Just dig deep and get up!
Come on, Kakarot! Find a way! I entrusted everything to you! My pride, my promise, everything! I won't tolerate failure! Trespass into the domain of the gods and use that might to conquer Jiren! Do it, Kakarot!
But leave it. This fight's not over yet, Jiren.
Tell me how. How do you stand up no matter how many times you fall? Answer me, Goku!
Because Vegeta at 17 and all the others gave everything they had so I could keep going. If I do quit, I betray that trust, and I refuse to let all of them down!
It's useless! Your ideals mean nothing in the face of my power!
You say they don't mean anything. I'll show you that they do.
How dare you!
This is our power, Jiren.
To hell with your friendship. To hell with your trust. Such things would mean denying all that I've witnessed in my life up until now. I know better than to believe in that kind of so-called strength. I know how easily it's ripped away. You are a true warrior, Goku. There can be no doubt. I regret that our spirited battle must have such an inglorious end. What a shame.
It's me, Frieza! And look, 17! We're gonna have to handle this ourselves.